This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's more to having a job than just having a job. Work goes to a sense of self-worth, of making a contribution, and yes, of course, getting a paycheck. For the millions of people who've come to the United States as refugees, finding work is the first step in establishing a new life here, and getting a federal work permit is typically the first step in that process. There are jobs out there, but companies can't hire migrants who want to work but don't yet have that work authorization. Esther Yoon-Ji Kang from WBEZ went to a job fair for refugees in Chicago.
In early November, when Siam Pasarlai arrived to set up the job fair event, dozens of Venezuelan migrants were waiting outside on a windy morning before the doors opened.
They came at 8 o'clock. They were waiting outside. 8 o'clock. They came earlier than us because they need jobs.
Pasarlai is a refugee himself. The 33-year-old fled the Taliban in Afghanistan nearly 2 years ago. This is the second refugee job fair he's organized for documented workers to connect with employers.
We invite hospitalities, restaurants, hotels. We invite the manufacturing companies, the construction, the services industry. We invite the senior care centers.
In the community room of a nonprofit, Pasarlai has set up tables and signs for dozens of employers and a handful of social service groups.
Okay, I'm going to text you the link to the application, okay?
Recent immigrants often have to wait before they're authorized to work. In September, the Biden administration expedited work permits for hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans who arrived in the U.S. before August. Nearly 500 people registered for the job fair, and most have work permits. But some do not, like Venezuelan migrants who arrived in the U.S. in August or later. Word had spread about the job fair, and Pasarlai says many are here even if they're not authorized to work.
They're desperate for jobs. I cannot negotiate on behalf of them to the companies because without documents you cannot have a job.
Yobesi Estrada is one of these migrants. The 40-year-old mother of two arrived in the U.S. after the Biden administration cut off for expedited work permits for Venezuelans. She may still be able to apply for one, but the process is complicated and time-consuming. She says in the meantime, she's looking for any kind of work opportunity. Migrants like Estrada have to wait for months, sometimes even over a year, to get work authorization. She doesn't get any leads and leaves the job fair disappointed. So does Freddy Burbano. The 35-year-old was a pharmacy tech in Venezuela and arrived in the U.S. a couple of months ago. He's hoping to provide a better life for his two kids back home and is looking for any job he can find.
Sea cargando muebles, sea barriendo.
Urbano says he can move furniture, sweep, wash dishes at a restaurant. All he needs is to work. Without a job permit, he too leaves the fair empty-handed. But he says he trusts in God's timing.
El tiempo de Dios perfecto y eso llegará en algún momento para yo optar por los trabajos.
Meanwhile, employers at the job fair are also on the lookout. Like Gibson's, a steakhouse in downtown Chicago. The restaurant is desperate for workers.
I'm looking for 20 people. Prep cooks, line cooks. That's the stations that we need to cover fast.
That's Noel Jaramillo, the executive chef at Gibson's. An hour into the fair, he says the number of people who came to his booth without work permits is overwhelming.
They have started the process or something like that, but at this time, unfortunately, there's nothing I can do about it.
So you give them a card and say, call me when you're ready?
Absolutely, yes, so they can reach out to me once if they get their permit or anything that allows them to get them through the system.
Lots of employers are in the same boat. For his part, Jaramillo says he hopes more migrants can get their job authorization so his industry and others can put them to work. In Chicago, I'm Esther Yoon-Ji Kang for Marketplace.